Gil.
Okay.
Gil ruined everything.
Yeah. So if I told you that I want to do the Ramban Al HaTorah that deals with the laning for Hanukkah, it would sound weird, because obviously there's no real laning for Hanukkah. The story of Hanukkah took place well after the end of Tanakh, and certainly well after the end of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. But in fact, there is such a Ramban. There's a Ramban that deals with exactly the Kriyas HaTorah that we're going to have on Thursday. And it's, in a way, you don't get it when you read the regular Parshios, because Parshas Noso ends, and then Parshas Baloscha is like a week later. You don't really look at them as being together. But Chazal were bothered by, what's the end of Parshas Noso? It's the Kriyas HaTorah for Hanukkah, right? It's the Karbonos that the Nesiim brought on the, for the Chanukas HaMizbeach. And what follows immediately after that? The beginning of Baal Oscha. Here, look on the sheet. Vayderesh Hashem Moshe l'mor, Daber l'Aron v'amar toi lov, v'ha'alo sichas haneiros, amul p'nei amnara ye'iru shivas haneiros. Right? That when you light the menorah, they should light towards the middle. Vayas kei naharon, amul p'nei amnara ha'alo neirosel, kashet tzivah Hashem es Moshe. But in fact, this is what we read. On the eighth day of Hanukkah, we read the whole end of the Nesiim, and we read, it's really, I think, the only time, unless somebody corrects me, that we read past the end of a parsha in the Torah.
Parsha.
Huh?
Double parsha.
Thank you. Okay, it's the only time that we read past the end of a parsha and do not complete the next parsha. So the question is, what's going on there? So Chazal were bothered by this, mostly because the menorah had already been described in Truma Tetzaveh and again in Vayakel Pekudei. What was the need to re-describe the menorah and to reintroduce the menorah in Parshas Baal Oscha? So look at the Ramban. The Ramban says in Baal Oscha, Lama Nismecha, this is not the Ramban's question, it's Rashi quoting Chazal. Lama Nismecha, Parshas Menorah Lachanukas HaNisiyim. What is the connection? Why was the story of the menorah placed immediately after the story of each of the days of the Chanukas HaMizbeach? Lefi kishera Aaron Chanukas HaNisim Chol Shadaito. Because when Aaron saw all of the Nisim contributing Karbonos to the Mizbeach, to the Mishkan, he had Chalishas Hadas. How would you translate that? It's something short of depression. Okay.
That's not a good word.
What?
FOMO.
Okay, he had a feeling of
sad.
Fell off that.
Okay, Shalohaya imahem bachanuka lo huva lo shvato. He wasn't giving anything. Neither was his shevet. So here's a strange one. Amala Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Chayecha, on my life or on your life, Shelcha gidola mishalohem. No, your part in the Mishkan is greater than their part. Why? She'atam madlik u'meitivet ha'neirot boker v'erev. Because you get to clean out and light the menorah morning and night. Lashon Rashi mi'midrash agada. Okay, that's the famous medrash. So what was Aaron's problem? I'm sorry, why is Baal Oscha attached to the Karbonos of the Nesiim?
Console Aaron.
Right, to console Aaron. Aaron was disappointed that he and his shevet were not part of the Karbanos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, don't worry about it. You have something greater than them. You take care of the menorah. 50 questions come to mind. The main one being?
What's the deal?
Okay, what's the deal? But a little more specifically. Okay, why the menorah? Well, if you had to pick something, what would you pick?
Karbanos.
Carbon Tumit, I would pick Yom Kippur. I would pick Kodesh HaKadoshim. Or frankly, anything. I mean, the Mishkan was a home game for Aaron and the Kohanim. To say that he felt left out of the Mishkan, right, seems crazy. And that God made him feel better by saying, don't worry, you get to be Madlik and Meitiv of the Menorah. Okay, the Ramban is all over this. Second paragraph. Huh?
Can you say that because the fact that Menorah is really responsible for lighting up the base of the Midrash, I'm sure it facilitates all the other functions?
You could, but nobody's going to say that. Let's put it that way. So listen to this. Says the Ramban. Do the questions first. V'lo nitbarer li lama nichamo b'hadlakat haneirot. The Ramban says, I don't know. Why did God? Okay, let's assume that Aaron really was disappointed. Why with the menorah? V'lo nichamu b'kitoret boker v'erev shishibcha bo akatuv yasimu kitorah b'yapecha. Right, there's supposed to be great skula in bringing the ketores. Why didn't he tell him, good news, you do the ketores. U'becholak karbanos. ubeminchas chavit in the special korban that could only be brought by the Kohen Gadol, or mine uba avodas yom kippurim sheinok sheira elabo. Right? To go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's a great thing. Right? Okay, so they brought korbanos. You go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'nichnas lifnai v'lifnim. V'shehu, and not only that, v'shehu kdosh Hashem omeid b'heichalo l'sharto l'varech b'shmo. Aaron HaKohen was the chosen of God. He's the captain of the whole Mishkan team. U'shvato kulo mishartei Elokeinu. Right? And Shevet Levi, they're all servants of God. So that's the first question is, if Aaron was all disappointed that he didn't bring a korban, why was the menorah the thing which necessarily was supposed to console him? First question. Second question, fourth line in the middle of that paragraph. Va'od. Better question, I think. Matam lachalishut hadat hazo. Why was Aaron, you know, disappointed or depressed? V'halo korbono gadol mishel nesiim. Even in the Chanukas HaMishkan, Aaron did more than the nesiim. If you remember, the Mishkan was inaugurated on the eighth day. Right? For 7 days, every single avoda was done by Aaron. And if you're going to say, and this really gets to the point, what was it that depressed Aaron? Says the Ramban, perhaps it was the fact that everything he did was obligatory. Right, everything Aaron does in the Mishkan is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to do so. But here you have all these Nesiim who are able to volunteer in a way that Aaron wasn't. And let's face it, there's more fun in volunteering than in doing that which you're obligated to do. So the Ramban says, let's assume that that was what got him down. And his depression came about because he didn't volunteer. He says, "Gam hadlakat ha-neirot she-nichamo ba chova v'nitztave aleha." But then, if that was the case, how would the menorah have consoled him? The menorah was also chova. So if Aaron felt bad that he hadn't thought to volunteer, how is God consoling him by saying, "Oh, don't worry, you'll get to do the menorah"? But the menorah was his job. It also wasn't a volunteer action. Says the Ramban, and now we get to our holiday. Aval inyan ha-hagadah hazo lidrosh remez min ha-parsha al Chanukah. Says the Ramban, the Torah is hinting here to the future holiday of Chanukah shel Neirot, shehaita bebayit sheni al-yidei Aharon uvanav, ritzoni lomar chashmonai kohen gadol uvanav. Says the Ramban, quite a staggering idea, that no, what the Medrash is really hinting at here is that the smichus ha-parshios, Aaron was disappointed that he had not thought to volunteer. And instead God said to him, don't worry, shelcha gidol mishelahem, not you, literally you, but you, your descendants, because the chashmonaim were, of course, the kohanim. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron, there will be a day where your descendants will volunteer in a way that's even greater than the Nesiyim. Okay? Hard to imagine that's pshat in the pasuk, right? Fascinating to imagine that the Ramban understands that the Smichos HaParshios in the Torah was meant to hint at a holiday that had not yet happened, right? But I think that's the simplest reading of the Ramban. That in fact the Medrash is saying that Aaron should be consoled by something which is going to occur, you know, well into the future. That's also quite a fascinating idea. That I'm disappointed about something, and they say, oh, don't worry, you know, be consoled because your great, 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 great grandchildren will do X. But it's quite an interesting idea. We'll read one more paragraph, then maybe we'll discuss. Ublashon hazem mitzatir b'migilat siddarim l'rabbeinu nisim. Shizkir ha'agadah zova amad. Ramban says, I found a form, a variant of this medrash in the medrash of Rabbeinu Nisim. Rabbeinu Nisim was one of the Gaonim. So let's say he lived in the 900s. That said, ra'iti b'medrash. When Aaron saw all the Shvatim volunteering and contributing and his Shevet did not, he was disappointed. There is another lighting of the menorah. And I'll make a big holiday out of it. And this is the Chanukas HaMishkan HaBeis HaMikdash of the Chashmonaim. Ulufikach Hismich Parshas Ol Parshas Chanukas HaMizbeach Ad Kan Lashono. So he has another medrash that supports the same idea. Now, a couple of things. When people discuss, you know, is there a remes to Chanukah in the Torah? For some reason, nobody quotes this medrash. Right? In Purim, you have the Gemara says, how do you know that Purim in HaTorah? And they have all these sources. You never find that with respect to Chanukah. So it's hard to know. I mean, we take it seriously. It's a medrash, and the Ramban does something great with it. But the question is, like, what does it mean? And in fact, most people think that the dynasty of the Chashmonaim was destined to fall. Why? Why? Because lo yasu shevet miyuda mechol keg mibein raglav. Kohanim are not supposed to be the kings and the political leaders. They're supposed to be the spiritual leaders. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu consoled Aaron by telling him that in the future your descendants are going to do something that maybe is a violation, according to some, of one of the Tariag mitzvahs of Lo Yosef Shevet Miuda.
Huh? The Rambam thought it was a good thing. So
right, but it's funny. It's funny, when we get there in Vayichi, on the Pasuk of Lo Yosef Shevet Miuda, you'll see the Ramban, who quotes this Medrash, says, and that's why the Beis Chashmonai failed. Yeah. Right? So it's a bit of a struggle, and I admit to you, my struggle in trying to figure out how literally, you know, to take this Medrash. The idea that it's ultimately the volunteerism of the Beis Chashmonai that should console Aaron, that I think is beyond a doubt. Because when you think about it, one of the core elements of the story of Chanukah is their lives were not at risk. Nobody asks, why did the Jews in Shushan fight back on Purim? The answer is they didn't fight back, they'd have been massacred. Right? But that wasn't the case with respect to the Greeks, that wasn't the case with respect to the story of Chanukah. The story of Chanukah, the Jews could have kept living. Right? And in fact, they weren't being forced to worship Avodah Zorah or Gilui Arayos or Shvichos Damim. They were just the edges of the religion, okay, more than the edges, were being chopped off until there was very little left. But in a sense, it was a huge volunteer action. In fact, many people ask, what gave the Chashmonaim the right to endanger all the Jews by revolting when the narrow halacha did not require a revolt? The narrow halacha said, okay, you can't do Bris Mila, you can't keep Rosh Chodesh, so you won't. But the fact of the matter is the Chashmonaim saw that there was no future to Judaism if they did not revolt then. But the revolt of Chanukah was completely voluntary. And on that point, I think the Ramban is, the Medrash and the Ramban are completely clued in to that idea that more than anything, Chanukah was a voluntary war and therefore became a voluntary holiday that could console the descendants of Aaron. Yes?
Can you make an argument that it was almost a theater just because on the notion that the whole point of the Chronicles of the Greeks were to a personal nation and therefore you can make it
No, you could make that argument, but you have to realize that like many times in history, it's very rare. Like Purim, our advantage was there's a date on which the Jews will be massacred. You have no choice but to fight back. You could imagine that at the time of the Chashmonaim, when they started the revolt, people said, who are you to put us all in danger? Right? Who said that now's the time? Maybe with more political discussions, maybe we'll reach some kind of agreement with them. There's always a possibility for not fighting. Right? And so in a way, Chazal are saying that they chose to fight, even though perhaps they could have bought another week or month or years, because they thought now's the time to draw a line in the sand. And I think that that's precisely what the Ramban is saying. What I think is more fascinating is what's left of this idea. Meaning, once Chazal turned Chanukah from voluntary into mandatory, and by the way, I always suspect when the Gemara says, L'shana acheret kiva'um, they made it into a holiday, it was not the next year. It was a bunch of years later. There was a period of time which people commemorated Chanukah in a voluntary kind of way, not in a mandatory kind of way. But now I ask you, what do we do nowadays? Chanukah is no longer voluntary. When we light menorah tonight, nobody's doing it because they're moved, because the spirit moves them. They're doing it because it's a mitzvah, the Rabbanon. You open up a Shulchan Aruch, it says you chayav to light a menorah. So what happened to that whole, you know, did we take the whole voluntary thing and you know, quote-unquote, ruin it? And the answer is no. The answer is the core of our religion is mandatory. Meaning, there's a reason why Gadol HaMetzuva Va'osa V'Misha'ena Metzuva Va'osa. Voluntary can work for some period of time. right? But then it goes away. Ultimately, if the world worked only on volunteerism, it's too easy to get up in the morning and say, well, I don't have to, so I'm not going to. It doesn't mean there's no room for volunteerism in our religion, but the bottom line is, the core is that it's the mandatory work that does it. And I think I once heard Rav Amital say this idea on this Ramban, which is, why was it particularly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron, oh, you know what that means? It means cleaning out the menorah every day. Right? Nothing could be more menial for the Kohen Gadol to do than to be responsible, like when you know, in the morning, if you have a real menorah and you want to light it the next night, you have to clean it out. That's not the fun part. The fun part is lighting it. But that was part of Aaron's job. And ultimately, Rav Amital suggested was that Aaron really was disappointed, that he said, hey, I missed the boat on this volunteering business. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, the volunteering business, here today, gone tomorrow. Right? The Mishkan works on, and Halacha works on, the mandatory nature of it. And nothing is more mandatory and less rewarding than doing custodial work in the Mishkan. And Aaron HaKohen accepted that idea. And when it says, the Medrash says, Vayas Kein Aaron, Melamed Shaloshina, I'd like to believe what it meant was, not only did Aaron HaKohen take upon himself the job of doing the menorah, but he took upon himself the job of doing menorah with a kind of joy that would surprise people. It's like the joy you would have when you clear the table on Friday night at home. Well, who has joy in that? But the answer is, if you feel like you're doing something right, if you feel like you're making your parents proud, if you feel like you're doing something which you have to do, but you find joy in the fact that even though you know, it's always easier to volunteer, right? It's always easier to surprise your parents by, I don't know, by setting the table Friday afternoon when your mother didn't ask you to, and she comes up, oh, she's so excited, she gives a little kiss on the forehead, that's great. When she tells you to clear the table Friday night, all the fun is taken out of it because she's already told you to do it. But that's the essence of Kibud Av V'Em, and I think Rav Amital's point in this Ramban was, that's the essence of Vayas Kein Aharon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, the volunteerism is very exciting, and there's no question that you feel great when you do it. But the core of who we are is the mandatory aspect. And tonight, when we light remembering the volunteerism that led us to Chanukah, but ultimately we light because Chazal mandated that we light, and we try to find meaning in the mandatory aspects of Chanukah as if we were volunteering. That's all I got.